I'm Mike Rush, an Australian correspondent based in Jerusalem reporting for Sidtrep Israel. Welcome to another episode of Sidtrep Israel, an automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This Sidtrep was generated on Sunday, the 3rd of May 2026 at 9:06 Israel time, 6:06 UTC. Trump skeptical of Iran peace proposal as Israel strikes southern Lebanon. President Trump confirmed he is reviewing a 14-point peace proposal from Iran, but expressed deep skepticism it would be acceptable, stating on Truth Social that Tehran has not yet paid a big enough price and warning that renewed strikes are a possibility if Iran misbehaves. The proposal, reported by Axios and the New York Times, sets a one-month deadline for negotiations on reopening the Strait of Hormuz and achieving a permanent ceasefire, with nuclear talks deferred to a later stage. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson responded by accusing Trump of admitting to piracy in the Persian Gulf. On the economic front, the Iranian rial weakened to $1.83 million per US dollar in the open market, and oil output has been cut as the US blockade strains storage capacity, with Al Jazeera reporting millions of jobs lost. Across the regional picture, Israeli airstrikes killed at least 13 people in southern Lebanon, including 4 women and a child, according to the Lebanese Health Ministry. The IDF issued an urgent warning to residents of 11 towns and villages, including Duwaya, Arab Salim, and Jibshit, to stay at least 1,000 meters away from their homes, citing Hezbollah ceasefire violations. Israeli reconnaissance aircraft flew at very low altitude over Ramlat al-Baida, Jannah, and Ain al-Taina. Hezbollah, for its part, released videos it claimed showed drone attacks on Israeli troops in Taibi village, including a strike during an evacuation of injured personnel, while its media channels continued to highlight destruction in Bin Jubail, describing it as urban annihilation. In Gaza, Spain demanded the immediate release of Spanish citizen Saif Abukashek, detained after the Israeli Navy intercepted a Gaza-bound aid flotilla in international waters. Spanish Foreign Minister José Manuel Albares called the detention illegal, and Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez accused Israel of kidnapping foreign citizens. Israel confirmed 2 activists were brought in for questioning, and the aid group reported the men have begun a hunger strike. An Israeli cabinet meeting on Sunday was flagged to discuss Hamas disarmament stalling. Moving to the West Bank, a 71-year-old Palestinian woman was injured in a settler attack near Hebron, with 3 others reportedly hurt after settlers descended on the village of Jabal Jalis. In the northern Jordan Valley, a child was injured in another settler attack. Israeli forces detained female journalist Islam Abdelmajid Amane during a raid on Haisha refugee camp near Bethlehem. Separately, Christian leaders warned that organized settler attacks against Christians in occupied Jerusalem have reached what they called unprecedented levels. On the multilateral track, the U.S. State Department fast-tracked $8.6 billion in arms sales to Middle East allies, citing emergency circumstances and bypassing congressional review. The UAE lifted all air traffic restrictions introduced since the Iran war, signaling travel sector recovery. And the Jordanian army struck several weapons and drug smuggling sites on the border with Syria. Moving to the analysis, first, the trend. The operational tempo on the Israel-Lebanon front has flattened compared to the spike on April 30th, when Hezbollah launched 10 attacks in a single day. The current window shows a continuation of Israeli airstrikes and Hezbollah drone claims, but at a lower intensity, suggesting a return to the post-ceasefire baseline of intermittent low-level exchanges. The diplomatic track with Iran, however, has accelerated, with a concrete 14-point proposal now on the table, shifting the center of gravity from the battlefield to the negotiating room. This marks a qualitative change from the prior week, where the focus was on military posturing and war powers deadlines. On the information environment, the Trump administration is pushing a narrative of maximum pressure and skepticism, framing the Iranian proposal as insufficient and keeping the military option alive. This is winning the information space in US and Israeli outlets, which lead with Trump's doubts. Iran is counter-framing by accusing the US of piracy in the Persian Gulf, but this narrative is largely confined to propaganda channels. A significant gap exists between the reported content of the peace proposal, which includes concrete steps like a Strait of Hormuz reopening, and the dismissive tone from Washington, suggesting the administration may be downplaying the proposal's substance to maintain leverage. And the synthesis, the simultaneous emergence of a detailed Iranian peace proposal and a massive U.S. emergency arms sale to regional allies, is not coincidental. It signals a dual-track strategy by Washington to negotiate from a position of overwhelming military advantage while hedging against breakdown. The arms sale, bypassing Congress, serves as both a signal to Iran that the U.S. can rapidly arm its partners for a prolonged conflict and a reassurance to Gulf states nervous about the blockade's economic fallout. The pattern indicates the U.S. is preparing for both a diplomatic off-ramp and an escalatory spiral, with the next 72 hours critical for which track dominates. And now, the OISIN indicators and dual-lens predictions. Watch for any Iranian military cargo flights departing Mehrabad to Damascus or Beirut in the next 24 hours, indicating resupply to Hezbollah. Review Sentinel-1 SR imagery of Bandar Abbas Naval Base for changes in IRGC Navy vessel dispersal or loading activity. And monitor the Telegram channel Submarine News for any shift in posting cadence or content regarding Iraqi militia mobilization claims as a proxy indicator of Iran's intent to escalate via regional proxies. Under a status quo lens, within 24 hours, the IDF will conduct additional airstrikes in southern Lebanon, but no ground incursion will be launched. Before Wednesday, May 6, the U.S. and Iran will agree to a temporary humanitarian pause in the Strait of Hormuz to allow oil tanker passage as a confidence-building measure. And the Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 10th with no direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 48 hours, an IRGC Navy vessel will fire warning shots at a U.S.-flagged commercial ship in the Strait of Hormuz, escalating tensions without causing casualties, with low confidence. By May 5th, Hezbollah will launch a barrage of over 20 rockets at an IDF base in northern Israel, causing multiple casualties and triggering a major Israeli retaliatory operation with low confidence. And before the end of the week, a US MQ-9 Reaper drone will be shot down by Iranian air defenses over the Persian Gulf, leading to a limited US strike on an IRGC radar site with low confidence. That concludes this ITREP. For more, visit sitrepisr.com. or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_Sitreps. This is Mike Rush, signing off from Jerusalem.